Welcome to Standing Firm, the podcast. Hey, grab a cup of coffee and join me for today's episode as we explore Psalm 40.
Come, follow Jesus as we dig deeper, grow taller, and stand stronger.
Matthew 4, verse 19 is Jesus' call to his first disciples, Simon Peter and Andrew, to leave their fishing nets and follow him so he could make them fishers of men.
Matthew 9 verse 9 describes Jesus passing by a man named Matthew, who was a tax collector, and calling him to follow him.
Matthew 16 verse 24 says, Then Jesus said to his disciples, Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me.
Come, follow Jesus, as we dig deeper, grow taller, and stand stronger.
John 12 verse 26 says, If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor.
Welcome to Standing Firm, the podcast with Pastor Jeff Fuller. Here, we will discuss being a disciple of Christ. As we meet together, we will talk about the scriptures, applying them to our lives to make an impact on those around us. The podcast is produced by Rockford Church in Rockford, Alabama. Check us out at www.rockfordbaptistchurch.org. Come, follow Jesus as we dig deeper, grow taller, and stand stronger.
Psalm 42 says, He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on a rock, and He gave me a firm place to stand. And an incredible verse. In an incredible passage of the Hebrew hymn book. Let's take a look today at this verse in season 1, episode 1 for Standing Firm, the podcast.
Come, follow Jesus as we dig deeper, grow taller, and stand stronger.
All right, as your host, I welcome you to Standing Firm, the podcast. I'm Pastor Jeff Fuller. I'm the pastor of the Rockford Baptist Church in Rockford, Alabama. Rockford is located at the crossroads of Coosa County. It's the smallest county seat town in Alabama. We're centrally located in central Alabama. We're between the lakes of Lake Martin on the east side and Lay Lake and Lake Mitchell on the west side. North of us is Sylacauga, south of us is Wetumpka, west of us is Clanton, east is Alexander City. Rockford Church is found a few blocks south of the crossroads of Alabama Highway 22 and U.S. Highway 231. We're a church that represents the vast majority of Southern Baptist churches. As we serve the Lord and as we are active in being the hands and the feet of Jesus, we are families founded in faith, exalting the Savior, equipping the saints, evangelizing the sinners. We desire to make connection with the people in our community and in our county. We want to engage them in meaningful conversations, leading to communicating the love of Jesus Christ. You'll find our services weekly on Facebook at Rockford Church or on our YouTube channel at Jeff Fuller Standing Firm. Or, you know, you're welcome to join us in person each Sunday morning for the worship celebration at 11. We're located at 9575 U.S. Highway 231, Rockford, 35136.
Come, follow Jesus as we dig deeper, grow taller, and stand stronger. Now, the podcast host, Pastor Jeff Fuller.
You know, when we read the scripture from Psalm 42, I have to tell you that I looked through various commentaries on that verse. And one such commentary gave this psalm the title, The Servant Comes to Do God's Will. Wow, isn't that wonderful? Verse 2 describes a rescue from a desperate situation. It's often interpreted as deliverance from sin, from troubles, from despair. It's where God lifts the individual from a slimy pit or miry clay, placing the person's feet on firm rock, giving them stability and giving them a secure path forward. The imagery of the pit represents extreme instability and danger. The rock symbolizes God's steadfastness and his security. But what about the entirety of the chapter? G. Campbell Morgan speculated, in this case, the reason for the song, in all probability, was that of the deliverance of David from all the long experience of outlawry and suffering, and the fact that he had been brought to his coronation. With Morgan's quote in mind, this psalm, Psalm 40, we would have to say that it is a psalm of David. It's written from the perspective of someone who has been rescued by God, rescued from great trouble. And now they're experiencing their gratitude. He is experiencing his gratitude. And while expressing gratitude, he's also asking for continued help. It begins with the testimony of God's deliverance from past destructions. It transitions to a statement of complete devotion to God's will, and it concludes with a passionate plea for protection, protection from enemies, protection from sins, all of these things that would threaten to overwhelm David as he served as a king. The psalm is also noted for its dual meaning, speaking of a greater fulfillment in the life and the work of Jesus Christ, particularly the work of Jesus Christ regarding his obedience and his sacrifice. And I want to tell you, as a side note, the context is very important. Scriptural context. Essential. It's essential because it provides the correct meaning of a text. It prevents misunderstanding. It prevents false doctrine. And by understanding the historical, the cultural, the literary, the theological setting of a passage, you're able to discern the author's original intent. And we're able to apply God's word accurately to our life. And failing to consider the context can lead to misinterpretation, misapplication, wrong beliefs about God, distorted understanding of God's will. So with that in mind, let's go to the text. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on rock, and he gave me a firm place to stand. David proclaims God. God. He's performed a definite task in David's life. He, that is God, has rescued David from the slimy pit. In the Bible, particularly in Genesis chapter 14 and verse 10, slime pits refer to natural accumulations of tar. The scripture says that in the valley it contained many asphalt pits. Genesis chapter 14 and verse 10. And as the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled, some fell into them, but the rest fled to the mountains. These ancient slime pits were found in the Dead Sea region, and they were sources of tar, sticky, tar-like substance. So he's been rescued from the slimy pit. He's also been rescued from the miry clay. It's a physical matter. It's a physical matter that's deep, it's soft, it's sticky. It's like a bog or a marsh. Jeremiah 38:6 is another verse that uses the imagery of miry clay. It references a prophet being thrown into a cistern filled with mud. further emphasizing its dangerous, trapping nature. An awful description. What an awful, miserable living. To be trapped in a pit. To be pulled down into the mire. Slimy pit. Mud and mire. Miry bog. Desolate pit. It all depicts a situation of deep despair, of danger, of hopelessness. Like being stuck in a sinking swamp or a cistern. And out of the slimy pit and out of the miry clay, he lifted me. There's an old hymn. It's called In Loving Kindness, Jesus Came. It's written by Chase H. Gabriel. It was written in 1905, but yet it's still true today. In loving kindness, Jesus came, my soul in mercy to reclaim, and from the depths of sin and shame, through grace he lifted me. From sinking sand he lifted me, with tender hand he lifted me. From shades of night to plains of light, oh praise his name, he lifted me. He called me long before I heard, before my sinful heart was stirred. But when I took him at his word, forgiven, he lifted me. His brow was pierced with crown of thorn. His hands by cruel nails were torn. When from my guilt and grief forlorn, in love he lifted me. Now on a higher plane I dwell. And with my soul I know 'tis well, yet how or why I cannot tell. He should have lifted me. Why should he have lifted me? He lifted me. He drew me up. It's God's actions of reaching down, pulling the psalmist from the perilous state. It's amazing. It's amazing that God is the first to reach out. God is the first to reach down to poor, pitiful me and you. And while we attempt to pull ourselves up, while we attempt to dislodge ourselves from the slimy, miry pit, he's reaching out. He's reaching down. He's reaching for me. He's reaching for you. And when we see all of these desperate, despicable things that David describes his life has been, now he says, he's placed my feet on a rock. Rock, it's a symbol of God's strength. It's a symbol of God's stability. It's a symbol of God's faithfulness. There's many rocks in North Alabama. Lookout Mountain, Alabama is full of rocks. Full of huge boulders. It features some of the most significant geographical formations in the area, such as the Mushroom Rock, the Citadel Boulders, the Cherokee Rock Village. That's a large rock outcropping. It's popular for climbing, for hiking. This is all a part of the Cumberland Plateau. Citadel Boulders feature several rocks for climbing. Solid, secure. I've roamed around them several times as a teen and while in college. That's God. He offers a secure, firm foundation. It's a firm place to stand. God gives us that firm place. When we build our lives on Jesus, we're building our lives on a firm foundation. As believers, we're rescued. And now we have a steady, stable place to stand. As he is the rock, making my steps secure. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6 are two of my most favorite verses. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. But in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Psalms 37, verses 23 and 24 says, the Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. This promise means that when believers trust and when believers find joy in God, he provides guidance. He provides support. He's going to keep them on the right path. He's going to help them not to be overcome by trouble, not to be overcome by sin. Oh, the resulting state of security, of stability, of guidance in one's life's journey after being rescued means that we're going to go through difficult circumstances. We're going to go through challenging times. We're going to feel unstable. We're going to have perilous situations that we're going to face in life. But the thing about it is, he is holding us. In our sin, in our despair, those entanglements of sin and trouble that weigh down a person, he's there. He's there to rescue. When we need deliverance, oh listen, the act of pulling us from the miry clay by God represents the need for divine rescue from those hopeless situations that we find ourselves presented with. He's there to rescue. We're established. We're stable. Listen, when he rescues, he takes us and he places our feet on rock. What symbolism of a fresh foundation, of a firm foundation, of a secure footing. God's faithfulness and strength is where we'll stand. Oh my, oh my. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on a rock, and he gave me a firm place to stand.
Thank you for being with us today for Standing Firm, the podcast with Pastor Jeff Fuller from Rockford Church in Rockford, Alabama. Take time to like, comment, and share our video. Join us each weekday morning on Facebook Live at Dr. J.W. Fuller and Rockford Church for the weekly Standing Firm devotion at 9 a.m. We also stream live on the YouTube channel at Jeff Fuller Standing Firm. Visit our website at rockfordbaptistchurch.org. We will be watching for you on our next episode of Standing Firm, the podcast. Come, follow Jesus, as we dig deeper, grow taller, and stand stronger.